Good morning. It's 6:45 a.m. Tuesday. Tuesday, yes. July the 18th, 2017. Yesterday was a mess. I got up, I fasted, I went to the lab, I checked in, and then before I could get my lab work done, they said, you know, Dr. Lee doesn't have any orders for you today. There are orders, but they're for October. And I was like, well, no, but I'm seeing her tomorrow, seeing her on Tuesday, and we're going to talk about my medications. And well, I talked to Dr. Lee, and she wants these for October. And she doesn't have any new orders. Okay. So I came up, headed home. Grumpy because no coffee, no food, no... Every minute that goes by, my glucose is rising. Probably my blood pressure is rising. So I get some groceries, I get home, and the more I think about it, the more I think, this just ain't right. This is just, if I've messed up the fact that she wanted me to come in, maybe I've messed up the fact that she wanted me to have the blood work. Maybe I didn't hear her right. Maybe I misunderstood. So I call the office and said, you know, if we're not going to do blood work, then it doesn't really make a lot of sense for me to have this appointment for tomorrow. And, maybe I misunderstood, but when I made this appointment, she told me she wanted to see me in 90 days, not 6 months. But, yada, yada, yada. The PA went back and talked to her, and yeah, she forgot to put the orders in. So she put the orders in, and I went back to the lab. So my morning was basically shot by the whole lab work thing. Afternoon wasn't much better. So yesterday was kind of a cipher. Including a morning walk, I didn't even get on the treadmill. I should have. But at that point, I was like, really? I should have done it, but I didn't. I took the day mostly off. I did walk the treadmill last night. I did put 2 miles on it last night. So it was a complete waste. So in about 2 hours, 6:45, yeah, in about 2 hours, I go see the doctor who will read the omens and my test result, and will decide whether or not I'm going to do something like go on metformin. I'm really interested. I'm not really anxious about it. I am interested in it. There's this sort of game-like aspect to the whole thing. So I really want to see these results. I'm looking forward to finding these results, of weighing in on the doctor's scale to see if I've lost any more weight. I don't know if I have or not. I've lost the 20 pounds, that's for sure. 193 to 173, that's 20 pounds. I'm maybe down to 171 by now, I don't know. I check myself periodically through the week on the home scale, but the doctor scale is the one that holds my fate. So knowing what it is on the doctor scale is right up there in terms of my interest level. And to see how this, these last 90 days, these changes that I have made have operated to change the underlying system that is my body. It should be interesting. It should be instructive. I suspect she's going to want to put me on metformin, unless we've dropped well below 7 for the A1C, which is frankly a little bit doubtful. But we have knocked it back. I'm pretty sure we've knocked it back. I'm pretty sure it hasn't gone up just based on the daily glucose checks. My fasting was this morning was about 140. Which reminds me, I have to remember to print out my food log and glucose log to take to her. I'm not going to print out the whole thing, but I'll print out the last 30 days or so. Noisy truck. It's beautiful out this morning. It is. It was hot walking in the sun. The first mile was, because it's exposed to the northeast in terms of sunlight. It's. That was pretty warm, but it's early enough this morning that I should be walking the rest of the way, most of the way in glorious shade. Walking under some pine trees. To really get a firm smell from them. Not from the spruces either. Nothing from the honeysuckle. Either that or my nose is on the fritz. One thing's clear, I need to get another pair of these 32-inch jeans. The 34s just don't cut it anymore. I was a little concerned that these 32s would be too snug. But au contraire. They are an inch too long. But I don't know if anybody makes 32/29s. Here we go, heading east. Listening to crows. Maybe they were blue jays. Ah, here we're coming up on the monk post. Get ready, say it with me. Monk post. A lady walking her dog. Good morning. Keeps him on the short leash. So today when I get back from the doctor's, I've got to do some writing. I've got to get back into this book. I did 1,000 words on Sunday, which is pretty much nothing, but it's 1,000 words more than nothing. So I need to adopt the, at least write something. My blog post for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers dropped on Friday. There are a couple comments that I didn't catch. And did a little responding to those yesterday. Usually they send, I get an email, but I had neglected to subscribe to comments to that post for some reason. Together a post for next month. I don't know what it'll be. Last few posts have been responses to the market, responses to what I see going on in the publishing. This one was the launch. And it was actually a response to a Rocky Mountain Fiction Writer who did a wonderful post of how she spends 6 months before the release of her book engaged in marketing and outreach and putting out advanced reader copies and soliciting blogs for reviews, and it was exhausting. I just reading it was exhausting. It's like having a checklist for the things that her publisher is going to do for marketing and the things that she has to do for marketing, which involve, among other things, tracking down book bloggers. All the rest of the stuff that takes a lot of time. And honestly, I don't think it helps that much. Maybe I'll write a post on the kinds of things we do to, as writers, the things we do to make ourselves feel like we're doing something. Like we make us feel like we're doing something useful, but don't actually, I don't think actually make any difference. Now, coming around on advertising, I don't. I still don't advertise. I still have a thousand titles I need to link up with Ravenwood to see if it makes any difference in sales. To see if I could get some display ad love. The cloud deck is covered right in here. It's supposed to be 97, 98 today. I wonder if it's going to heat up under these clouds. Or if these will blow past and we will simmer in the afternoon, which is not too unusual. It is muggy. A lot of water in the air this year. Lady walking another dog, it looked like the same dog. Almost back. It's coming up on 7. Actually, it's just after 7. So I've got an hour. Hour and 15 to find some breakfast. Then get over to the doctor's office. So here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.